Welcome to the Healing Trauma as a Christian Mama podcast. My name is Danielle Elizabeth, and here we dive into emotional healing and trauma recovery from a Christian perspective, also integrating psychology and trauma modalities to support your healing and growth. This current series is all about the rebuild, which is my signature program. I am walking you through all the phases as we use the analogy of rebuilding a house. If you are a Christian on a healing journey and need more support, reach out today and join the rebuild.
Now, the next step of the process is framing. So on top of our footings and our foundation, we are going to frame these walls up. Four of the main ones that we're going to be looking at are relationships, reparenting, regulating, and resources. Okay, so relationships. A lot of the times we have interactions with dysfunctional and toxic people. You know, we don't need a lot of support with our healthy relationships, but a lot of people just in this world, unfortunately, are operating in toxic ways. Okay. So we are looking at that aspect of relationships. So we are looking at codependency and trauma bonds, the drama triangle, boundaries and bottom lines, all things that we just really need to have an understanding of and potentially bring some healing into or some new ways of operating when it comes to interacting with people who are operating in dysfunctional or toxic ways. The second wall we're looking at is reparenting. So we're meeting our inner village. We are doing parts work and separation therapy. We are teasing apart the parts of ourselves and we're looking at them kind of individually so that then we can reintegrate them together in a healthy way. So we are adopting and nurturing and loving our inner child. We are taming our outer child. We are quieting and shrinking down our critic. And then we are coming in as adults ourselves, or as ourselves right now, and bringing Jesus into the picture because he is the perfect parent. And we are going to together reparent all the parts of ourselves so that we can heal and grow and then reintegrate back into one, you know, whole being. The third wall is regulation. So regulating our emotions. So this is where we're going to learn how to feel. We are going to learn how to name our feelings and identify our emotions in our body. We are going to learn how to feel without avoiding, escaping, numbing, or repressing. But at the same time, without overwhelming or dysregulating ourselves, because a lot of the times why we are doing these other things, why we are avoiding and numbing and all of these things that we do is because it's too overwhelming or dysregulates us when we allow the feelings to come up. So we do things to kind of counteract that. So we are going to, in this wall of the framing process, this is really something that we're going to be working on. And then the last wall is resources. So safety plans. Our toolbox filled with strategies and skills and tools and things that we've learned along the way that have really, really helped us. So that is what the framing portion is.
Reparenting. Okay. I wanted to say reparent yourself, but I didn't feel like that was as accurate because my struggle with the concept of reparenting that is out there is it's a very secular one, and that is becomes very inward focused. So you are like reparenting yourself, and so I have and it's been very important to me to find a way to do my healing and all my, I guess, tools or strategies and everything to align with, you know, my Christian walk and my relationship with God, and that how I actually really just view my healing and anything I do is that it's kind of like it's coming through Jesus, like first, like it's not like I'm just like adding Jesus to the side of it and I'm just like, oh yeah, here's my healing over here and then there's like my Christian walk over here. It's like, it's just like it is integrated into every single aspect. It's through Jesus. It's because of Jesus. Jesus is the one healing. So this concept of reparenting, when I first learned it, I was like, oh my goodness, I really like this, but I feel like it has this little bit of a conflict with how and what is important to me in terms of healing in this from this Christian focus. And so I kind of found a way to incorporate it a little bit myself and find this way that worked. And then I actually heard this video of this other person, and she was like, yeah, like God is the other parent, like the other parent, and you are the other parent. So you're still involved, because what I was trying to do is just make God, like, because he is the perfect parent. And so I was trying to just make it God, which is fine. But I felt like leaving kind of like myself and my adult self out of it was complicated. And I feel like my adult self is a role in it. And so leaving it out was hard and not working the same way I was like hoping that it, or I knew it could. So anyways, I've done a few video series on this. And so maybe you've watched that, maybe you haven't. And so I'm going to kind of, I guess, speak like you haven't. So I did these multiple videos introducing you to these, I don't know the right terminology, maybe a proper therapist can speak into this and explain, tell me the right word that you would use. But I just kept calling them characters, but, it is, let me back up a bit. The whole concept of reparenting is, giving your inner child what you needed as a child, or what they need now. And so I had done a lot of inner child work, or like my therapist had called it like little girl, like your little girl Danielle. I had done a lot of that type of work at the very beginning of my healing journey. So the beginning that concept was kind of incorporated. And so I got to do some different exercises. Like I wrote a letter of my life from my like little girl perspective, and I wrote a letter to my adult self now from my inner child, and then I actually like responded back. And and then throughout my healing journey from that process, I actually like would incorporate like my inner child into it if I needed to, or if I felt like it was appropriate at the time. But it was interesting when I kind of finished like my deep healing, I kind of thought like, oh, I put that to rest. Like I dealt with my inner child. I helped her. I actually, in one of my, like healing kind of, I don't even know. I feel like how I view my healing process was like, I had all these different mountains that I was like working through. And so each mountain was like represented a different, like, area of my life that I was struggling in or needed to work through or whatever. And so in one of them, part of that was like going to rescue my inner child. Like she was like trapped and in this like bondage and like just shame and like just lost. And so I had to go rescue her. And so I thought like I rescued her. She's good. So then fast forward like months, and I was really struggling with self-sabotage. I actually enrolled in this really amazing, amazing program about self-sabotage. And at the exact same time, it must have been because I was like researching, because you know when you're like researching and then like all of a sudden things start coming up with that, I came across this book called Taming Your Outer Child. Yeah, Taming Your Inner Child. And I will link to that at the bottom, because I don't know, this was a game-changing book for me too. So in the book, she introduces you to an other character, person, called your outer child. And the whole concept is based on this like separation theory. So separating these three parts of you, your inner child, your outer child, and your adult self, and doing some work within them giving them and fulfilling the needs that they have so that you can then integrate them back all together. So first I was like, I feel like I'm walking myself into like a multiple personality disorder, like actually, like I'm like separating myself and dialoguing with them, and it's kind of weird. But if you've done like inner child work and stuff, you probably won't find it as weird. If you have not, and you have not done any healing or anything like this, you probably think I'm out to lunch and I've like lost my mind, which I would have thought if I was listening to this 2 years ago. But anyway, so it brought back this concept of my inner child, but then it introduced the outer child. And how she described it, and this is how I view it and I love it, is your inner child is like a 5-year-old version of yourself who is all feelings. So like everything is based on how your inner child feels. Your outer child is like a 10-year-old defiant version of yourself. So if you were like a strong-willed child, I just actually try and envision myself probably as my actual 10-year-old self, because I probably was this like outrageous. But if you were a good child and, you know, didn't have a lot of behavioral issues, maybe you have to like use your imagination a bit. But your outer child is all behavior, and they are the self-sabotaging, the impulsive, the one who's like making you eat the cookies when you're you're trying to lose weight, like all of the things. And they're all behavior. Okay. So all behavior. So inner child is all feelings, outer child is all behavior, but the outer child is acting out of the inner child's feelings. So it's like really complicated. If you really want to learn more about this, you need to read the book. But basically it's like outer child is acting out of inner child's emotions in like a defensive way, and it is like in a protective way, but what happens is it's still the actions and the behaviors still end up hurting the inner child. So it's like this like kind of like defensiveness, I'm protecting you, but in the end my protecting you actually hurts you. So I don't know if you follow that. It's kind of complicated. So then there's your adult self, who's you now. And the goal of the book and this separation theory is separation therapy, I think it's called, is she's got these kind of like steps or things you do to like work things out so that things can be like reintegrated. And so all that was great. I really liked it. I really, really like her whole theory and all of that. But then it was again missing this God piece that I was like, I don't align with this as much, or I align with it, but I don't want to be like, okay, here's this thing that I'm doing over here, and then I'm just going to like, here's God. And so this is where I heard this this girl talking about reparenting, and she was a Christian, and she was like, yeah, like God is my dad, like this is the dad, and I'm kind of like the mom. And I was like, oh, I love that, because the whole reparenting process is that you as your adult self are kind of being like the parent to yourself. And so it is, I think, an important part of this whole concept that you as your adult self are like there and giving your inner and then now your outer kind of like what they need and figuring them out so that you can be like a healthy whole person. But this aspect of bringing God into it was such a game changer for me, because here's the thing. All the feelings and all the things that inner, outer, and your adult self need are all based on needs that God created us to need. But He created us with the aspect that He is the only one that can fill them perfectly. And so one of my friends who I do another podcast with, she was talking about this and was like, it's like a puzzle, and God meeting those needs is the perfect puzzle piece. But here's the kicker. the world has a lot of counterfeit puzzle pieces. And they try and temporarily fill these needs. So all those quick fixes and, like, you know, wine, alcohol, pills, other people, you know, validation, acceptance from other people, like all of these things, the world will have many, many puzzle pieces that fit just a little bit right, like, but they don't fit perfectly, they don't last, they aren't the actual puzzle piece. And God actually designed us to need those needs met. Like, we cannot get away from getting those needs met. And so something has to fill them. And if we're not getting them filled by God, then we're going to need to find another way. And that's where we get really caught up in a lot of worldly things, because it's not an if I need them met. Like, we need to feel loved, valued, accepted, safe. Like, these are non-negotiables for our kind of, like, survival, our emotional and mental survival. And so we will find other ways, and we're very good at it, and the world makes them very accessible and easy, and they don't, we're very desensitized to them, so they don't feel as bad. Or we look at other people and we're like, oh, well, they're worse. And so incorporating God as the perfect parent is how he meets these needs perfectly, to all the roles, to the inner child, the outer child, but also to the adult self. So it's like, we are, as our adult selves, are part of the reparenting process, but God is also reparenting us as our adult self. So it's like, I don't know, hierarchy is not, like, a good word, but that, you know, God is the top. He is the perfect parent. And so, like, I couldn't resonate fully with it without having him involved. And I feel like this has been the solution I was looking for in terms of this. And then incorporating a lot of her kind of outer child, I forget the word she uses, but, like, I want to say technique or something. Like, it's like three different, like, steps that you do, which also then really align with, like, the neuroplasticity, and, you know, I love that stuff, and just, like, rewiring your brain and all of that stuff. So it's really cool. Taming your outer child is really, really cool. And reparenting is also a really, really, really valuable tool, or not resource, but a way to help in your healing process. Because there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot out there to say that, you know, when you experience trauma, like as a kid, if you did, that you could be, like, you get, like, kind of, like, emotionally stunted at that age. So, like, you're kind of, like, reparenting your inner outer from that perspective as well. Yeah, so you're reparenting your inner and outer child from that perspective. There's so much on, like, trauma and stuff like that, but what was very valuable to me was that I don't feel like you need to have gone through, like, significant trauma to benefit from this. Like, I think we all have a certain degree of walking out of our childhood with, like, you know, some type of, like, struggle. And so, or just messages that, you know, weren't, whether they were from, like, our parents or just our upbringing or being bullied or, like, anything, like, I think that we all have stuff that is like impacting us on an emotional and mental level. And so it is important, even if you don't feel like you have like a significant trauma, to like look into these things. Is there areas that you can be doing things to support yourself, especially if you're struggling with your mental health? Especially if you're struggling with your mental health, like look into these things for sure. Yeah, so I might do more on this because I love reparenting and I'm probably not totally done talking about it. All right, have a great week.
Thank you for listening to today's hack. I hope it was helpful. And I would really appreciate and love if you would help me get this podcast out to more ears by sharing it with someone that you know might benefit from it, rating it on Apple or Spotify, or leaving a comment would really help get this out there. And also, I just wanted to let you know, never ever hesitate to reach out to me.